The minhag has been the last few years, or the whenever Shushan Purim came on Friday, so instead of in the parashas year, we learned something inside, sort of a change of pace. This is a shtickle on Purim, a little bit more on Adar actually. It's from a sefer called Zeh Ashar. Zeh Ashar is one of the sefarim written up with Rav Moshe Shapiro's Shurim. It's Ledaiti and Ledas, many people, it's probably the best. It was written by somebody who really was a very close Talmud. Rav Moshe had a small chabura that he did Mishle with the Gra, and he liked this person's writings probably more than anybody else's. He was Nifta a year before Moshe was Nifta, relative young man in his late 40s. Adam Choshu, his name was a Kinreich. He was a Chevrona, and this was a Chevron Chabura. So Zeh Ashar is, 600 pages thick on the first parak of Mishle with the Gra, Meshurim. He also, Moshe's derech was whenever a yontif came out, so whatever his Shia Kavua was, it always segued into the yontif, and they marked off in the back which shurim. So this is part, it's the first part of one of three shurim on the Inyanim of Adar, Purim, and so on. And, I felt it was important to learn it. Okay. Gam ani be'eitchem eschag elag bevoi pachtechem. So the pasuk in Mishle is, I too will laugh or mock when your day of bad comes. Elag bevoi pachtechem. I'm going to make fun of you when what you were scared of comes. That's a pasuk in Mishle. Begro, gam ani be'eitchem eschak elag bevoi fachtechem. Achshav oimer sholosh tzoris ne'eksleisa shoyim niskorim le'el. Sheheim psoim leitzim and ksilim. So we have three types of reshoyim, psoim, leitzim, ksilim. They're galeitzim oma gam ani be'eitchem eschak elag. U'becholt tzorim shnei dvorim. So in every tzora you have two parts. Kasha yishma min atzora, terem ba atzora shtavolov, ozu mifachid mimenu. Pachad is before the tzora comes. Ve'acha came be'ez ba atzora atzma, and then you have the tzora itself. Ve'chein ha'misloitzetz. Mitchila hu malik. First he makes fun. Ve'achaka kashem daba letzona shaloi ozu misachik. So malik is the articulation of the letzonis, and the schoik is the emotional reaction to letzonis. So you have both of them are comparable. There's the stage before, and then there is the reaction. So be'eitchem eschak, the Goyen says, when the tzora comes, I will be filled with schoik. So the pachad and the lag is before, the aid and the schoik is afterwards. It says, this adkan tul here is the goyin. The goyin's hesber. And the goyin says that there is an hog of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that includes lag, which means to mak, and schok, which we would say means to laugh at something. But obviously, what does it mean when you translate laughing to Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that will be the hesber. V'chem mivua gam betilim. It says, Yoyshe v'shamayim yischak Hashem yilag lomay. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Hanhag HaKadosh Baruch Hu of schoik and lag. Yish inyan miyuchid ban hogash on tzochel rabba ilum. Shubo b'derech lag v'schoik. So lag and schoik would mean irony. L'dugma, the medrash muva shepare goza kol ben ayila de'er tashlichu mishum tzitz tagnina of omula ayoyim noldo meshen she Yisrael. So Paro was goza to throw all the pirates because he didn't want a meshen she Yisrael. So harbidrochim yeshan ahoytetz tzitzon shakashpoch shemises meshen she Yisrael. Could have been many ways to save them. Achaderech shenifchorohi sheyigdal dafke beveis parei. But the derech that came, that Akash Baruch chose, was dafka based paro is shagrop mishin shisrael. That bedafka is in a kud of schoik. We would translate it as irony. That's the derech. The hainu zui midas miyuchedes midoish Akash Baruch Hu, shaitso leposh Akash Baruch Hu, by lomoy boim tesefesh choik l'ra. So you see that of the hanhogis in Akash Baruch Hu, it is something that has a special knetch of schoik l'ra. And that needs the hezba of why. What does that add? For us, I don't know, I guess it makes us feel good for whatever reason. What is the shayrish of that schoik and that lag? Bekachu malach inyan. So he explains, this is the malach inyan. So he brings in Sefer Yetzira, it says, this is Sefer Yetzira quoted very often, Shtema se pshutois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the 12 letters that are not vowels, they're different. Sefer Yetzira divides the letters into different groups. There are the double letters like Manzapach, there's the Ehevi, and then there's 12 Pshutos. There are 12 letters that don't have any of those qualifications. Chokon, Chotzvan, Shokon, Tzav, Mimir, Vitzav, Shasim, Zos, Bolom. Each letter created a Mazel in the world. Shneim Osa Chadoshim Vashona, Shneim Osa Manhigim Vanefesh, Zachon Ekeva. So all of the different attributes, the Mazolois, the Kochos HaNefesh, the months of the year, each one has in itself a specific tchuna because it comes with a specific letter. Beer. Kol HaBriya Kula Nivra B'mayma. Since the Pasuk describes Briyas HaOlam as being a Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lachein Chol Chel 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 HaBriya Shla Ois Miuchedesh Sheit Starfes Yachas Imacheres the Maimer Sholim. So Mamorim consists of letters that are Sama Mitzarif, so we can boil down some the Shroshim of the Briya to Oisius. V'chol Dover Shehu Ika U'mitzarif Machem Dover Sholom Yesh Mechadis Kenegdor. So any important item will have a letter connected that. U'behem Shechsham. So the Sefer Yetzir goes on to say, Himlech Ois Kuf B'schoik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down the letter kuf, kineged schoik, the end of schoik is a kuf, so the letter kuf, v'koshalei kesev, v'tzir from zeh bezeh, v'tzar ben dogim boilam. Dogim are the bria of schoik. L'vdosin zeh yitzata sachik boi. Odor b'shona, t'chol b'nefesh, zochon ikeva. Bir, ha'ois kuf hi'achroinu mishtein seis ha'pshutos. After the Ois Kuf, we don't have, this is the last letter that is Oisis Pshutois, is the Ois Kuf. Adar is the Chodesh Achen B'Shana, V'Tchoil Hu Achen Ma'Koyches HaManhigim Esanefesh. So, V'Ubigemara Tchoil Soichik. So, Dehainu, B'Chodesh Adar, Shu Soifa Mahalach B'Shana, Shaletas ois kuf shabitra boilum waschoik, or bekoimis odom shaletatchoil. So you have what the Sefer Yetzir is telling you is you have different nekudos in the Bria. They're all aligned in the way that this is the inyan of Adar. Adar's the last month, kuf is the last letter of those pshutos that he speaks about, and schoik is the last midah, and tchoil is the last midah in Adam, and that's what you have. Okay, so now that's Adkan the Divrei Sefer Yetzir. By the way, this was in Rav Tzadik Svarim, he has every chodesh, he would have a tish, every chodesh, and he would say the inyan that Sefer Yetzir says of that month. Each month has all those yonim listed, and he speaks about it. It's in Pre Tzadik, this is stuck. In other words, this is what he does. Every chodesh, he refers back to Sefer Yetzir. So here also. So you see, there's something about the end of things being shayach to tzchoik, whether it's the koyach sanefesh of Adam, and so on. So now we have in the Bria a mahalach of tzchoik, despite the fact that, you know, we know it's on Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, Gamani be'eitchem eschak, and we have and we have lag, and all of those are the mahal chmashechtes. What is it? In a tzchoknis bayla, as we explained before, kashe yeshno is galus bedava mesuyim ha hoylech lechur b'mahalach kolshehu shu hoylech lemaise b'mahalach shayna legamri ze in a tzchok beklolius. Tzchok is always where a certain mahalach goes in a certain direction and it comes out totally opposite. In other words, irony, which is a very basic form of humor, is that where a person sees something and then totally, you get the opposite result of what you expected. In all comedy, for instance, Ramesh would always say, when somebody who's a beggar, kind of homeless person, slips and falls and gets dirty, that's not, nobody laughs at that. When you have somebody very, very mechubid walking and then he slips and gets dirty, that's, you know, slapstick humor. That's comedy. A person is trying to escape somebody and he doesn't want to meet somebody and walks out in the back door and opens the door and that person's facing him, that's funny. In other words, any mahalach that leads to a place that's unexpected or opposite, that brings out schoikinos. V'lachein kol nitzochin hamare bo'imek advarim shoysa mahalchim ha'holchim lechur b'kivon echad mo'yvil ma'asa kivon ha'hefech. So when you have a nitzochin where you went along in a derech that seemed to be the opposite of what you were supposed to do, and you get to the point of nitzochin, that's where schoik comes in. Tzchok is where the thing itself, and that's what the word irony is. It was very ironic, means that the thing itself led to the exact opposite result that you expected, that you wanted, or that somebody anticipated. That's the koyach of tzchok in the Bria. By the way, the Goyen says that the only animal in the world that can laugh is Adam. The hyena tries to laugh, and Tzchok HaKsil is shayach to is like a hyena's laugh. The Goyen is masbir because in laughing, that animal is trying to show a dimyon to Adam, and a ksil also. Axel is always laughing. It's a caricature of what Tzuras Adam is. And the reason is because real irony is the result of a very strong seichel. Adam has a das, and he knows that A should be this, and B should be that, and C should go to here, and that's how it should happen. When things turn out to be opposite, that's a deher, it's misnagit to the etzim grasp of Metzias, and that's why there's a koyach called tzchok. A fool who laughs at everything because he has no seichel, it's not the pshat machmas mal yusa that he deherd the hefech haseichel. There's no seichel to start with, and that's why a fool is always laughing. There's nothing there that hechetimtz of something be the opposite. A balchai just doesn't hear. When a balchai sees something opposite of what it expects, it becomes bewildered, frightened, panicked. The ability to deher irony is a das odom that has seichel on one side and a tfisa that there's something beyond seichel. And that's why it's like tzchok as a person throws up his hands. He realizes and recognizes that seichel and das comes to an end. So he says, Inyan zehu soid neira ban haga. Now, Kach Baruch is called neira. Ze soif agila boilam. Laharas es emes leirak mitoich emes atzma. Ela hara atzma humara. Shebechola mahalach vat nuha shaloi. Emel agila shemes. When Ra itself proclaims the emes, that's where you have schoik. So the ultimate hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nitzochin over Ra, but where Ra itself comes round and its megala the emes through itself. Hasiba miyucheres atzchoyk bechodesh adarhi mishum anitzochen shel v'nafachu. So the tzchoyk is the reason why, or whichever way you want to make the siba and the mesovev, tzchoyk is the type of neis of v'nafachu. Chodesh adar chodesh by mesen shen shei Yisrael. So Chodesh Adar was chosen for good logical reason. It was the Chodesh when the Meshinsha was mace. Vikan ba mahalach shal schoik biyoyim asher sibru oyva Yehudim lishot behem v'nafachu ashita Yehudim hem seneim. The reason why Klal Yisrael was able to gain a hand over the Umas Olam was only because Umas Ha'olam started. There's no way Klal Yisrael could have come to Achashverosh and said, "We'd like to have a free pass on a day to kill out Amalek." In no way it could have happened. He would have gotten upset, annoyed, and angry. That was it. It was only because there was a gzeira. Now we were able to use that against the Amalek. So the Mechias Amalek came about not through our Pa'ula, it came about the Pa'ula's Macha, the Pa'ula's Milchama of the Amalekim against us was what destroyed them. It wasn't we destroyed them despite the fact that they fought us, it was because they fought us we destroyed them. The v'nafachu doesn't just mean it happened the other way around. It turned against them. The haynu mitoich atzmoi hara meves nitzachon v'chodesh nefach lamiyagun simcha. Adar is a chodesh that was nefach. It's mitzius is not because good happened to Klal Yisrael. It's mitzius is because there was haficha. B'yishalmi lom nekashkes gelak tshere kol achoydesh, d'ayna kol ha'inyan shal kriyas ha'megillad nivnal v'nahafechu, reshayach lemal shachodesh kulay. There was a minig, I think it was Spinker, they didn't say tachnun all adar, and someone asked the Spinker Rebbe, Chakal Yitzchok, why they want a rayim of reshes, they don't want Torah. So he said, it's a pasuk mefurish. It says v'chodesh anefchem yagun l'simcha, and the halacha is any day that's simcha, you don't see tachnun. So it says before in the pasuk, it was a chodesh neflahem. I don't know if anybody takes the minhag. Some people have other minhagim, but like upon him, the idea is, it is the mahalach of the chodesh. Kim shemisad chodesh ad atzmoi hanitzochon shayach l'ra, shebay mesin shal Yisrael, l'kein al kocheinu agilui chayev lovoi, dafka, bo'im ekaner shal gilui, bo'im shal seif agilui, gilu shal schoik. In other words, the Chodesh Adar is the safe pasuk of Klal Yisrael. When Moshe and Moshe and Shetzal died, Be'emes is a safe pasuk. There's no makom because it was the month that was Meis Moshe and Shetzal. There's no makom for a nitzachin straightforward. The only type of nitzachin that could possibly happen is where the Mises Moshe of Yisrael is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Lachena korchena gilui chaylovoi dafke boimek hanerish agilui, boifen shal seif agilui, gilu shal schoik. That's why the only way there could be a Yeshua is through that gilui. Hagilu shal vanafachu mitoich hanitzach ra'atzmoi banitzach sheyisrael. Finally, the last piece we're going to see. The Gemara. Osel odom shimale piv schoik boilam haze, shenema oz yimole schoik pinu, ol shenene rina. Emasai, bizman sheyom vagoyim higdal shem lasisim eile. The mashal shagimor of chindas chelik meshainim sheisuhu af lifnei churban. So the isu lemalas chayk boilam hazer is not only an iser because of the churban. It means the time for schoik has not yet come. Until the lasid lavoi, there's no time for schoik. Ubir inyan, schoik hu gilu shel olam haba shayach olam haze. Real schoik is shayach only in olam haba. It's part of mahalchim. Kol agiluyim shenahogas hakadosh baruch hu b'olam haze, hem rak b'tzir shel zelu maseh. Then atoiv oimek negeru ra, upam shezem izkabe, upam shezem izkabe. ulo'olam ha'nitzochu medasha izgabas ha'tov alara. So the only type of nitzchoinus that we're privy to are there's bad and there's good, and the good wins. But when you win a war, you suffer casualties. Nobody wins a war and doesn't have time set aside as a memorial day. People fell, property was destroyed, damage was done, you won. So schoik has no makom over here, because schoik always comes when a person is lightheaded, when he's soichek, there's always a sense of disregard for the damage caused. So if a person has a war, and a person won a war, so a person needs to be happy with the war that he won, but he also needs to bear in mind how much was lost because of it. People gave their lives, people were wounded, people whose houses were destroyed, industries were ruined, and so on. The only time there could be schoik is when the ra itself turns out latoiv. So he says, is not a victory over ra. The nitzochin of the ra becomes the victory over him. So, Lamashal, imagine in cases where you make believe you're running away from the enemy chases you, and then you surround him and kill him out. So that tactic, it wasn't you lost this battle and you won a different battle. The battle that you lost is only Lamaris Ayan. Your running away was the beginning of the Nitzachin. That gili exists only Lassid Lavai. I want to add just Balpeh a little bit the second piece that he says it. Murder piece. He says the following. He says the Rambam brings in the uncensored edition of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam brings that the Machshavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam speaks about Mashiach Sheker. He mentions Yeshu HaNoitzri, and he mentions Muhammad, and he says they also thought there would be Mashiach, v'chulo, v'chulo, v'chulo. And then the Rambam adds a piece that's been censored out for the longest of times, and now it's been restored, where he says that the Machshavas of Ba'olam nobody understands, why it is, you know, the Indian that there would come Christianity and so on is rumors already in Daniel that Pritze Amcha Yikoshlu, and there's no bigger Michshol as Nazirus and so on and so forth. And he speaks how bad it is. And then he says that the Maisa, what it does is it brings to the world understandings and mahalchim of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emuna in etoyer min HaShemayim, and as far as Christianity goes, our toyer min HaShemayim, in emuna in Mashiach, and Achrus HaYom, and so on and so forth, so that when Melech HaMashiach comes, everything will fall into place instantly. Had the world been of the Avodah Zarah, like Yimei Kadmonim, there's no musig of a lekus. There's no musig of Torah, there's no musig of Mashiach, and it would be very difficult to do it. And now that's how the Rambam finishes Hilchos Malachim, pretty much that the first parak and the first parak of the two parakim on Mashiach, and so on. Why is the Rambam saying it? In other words, Divrei Nechama, I guess we suffered a lot, and it's a place to put it in. I guess, you know, I'll be pshuta, it's Divrei Nechama, and so on. Rav Moshe learns it up much deeper. When we talk about Mahalchim of Ra in the Bria, so Mahalchim of Ra in the Bria are bad. They attack Klal Yisrael, they're against Klal Yisrael, they make tzaras for Klal Yisrael, v'chulhu. And those type of tzaras, the answering of it through Zelu Maseh is sufficient. Lasadova will be different, but it's sufficient. Here we're talking about a ra that comes specifically miyuchad for the achris hayomim, specifically miyuchad for this tkufa of achris hayomim. So Natsus came and said he's the Melech HaMashiach. Muhammad came and said he's the Navi Saif Pasik. The pshat is their ra stands at this junction of Saif Pasik that he's talking about. The only answer to that type of ra is what he's speaking about over here of a Nahafir. The only answer to that ra is that if this ra is coming about to bring Achris Hayomim, their version, then the ultimate Nitzachon is that brought about the real Achris Hayomim. The ultimate Tzchoik belongs to the Koiches of Ra, or against the Koiches of Ra, that we're playing with the Tkuf of Ozim Ol Yitzchak Pinu. So the Rambam is saying, understand that those Chalokim of Ra that were coming, that Dafka, their Ra was focused on Achris Hayomim. They tried to substitute a different Achris Hayomim. That Ra is especially Mizgala to be the precursor, to be the venue for the Emes. The Oz Yemal Yitzchak Pinu is going to be manifest in those that played with that Kufa the most. Al Kapanim, the last month of the year is something which is miyuchad keneged achris hayomim. It carries in itself schoik, because the only time you could see schoik in the bria is in the seif pasik. The whole metzias of schoik itself means that everything that was ra until now will be nizgala to bring the toiv of mushlam. That's only shaykh in achris hayomim. It's only shaykh in seif pasik. The first gili of that was in Adar of Megillas Esther, in the Adar of Purim. It was something which allowed itself to the king. It was Haman's gzeira that enabled us to kill out whatever remnants of Moloch there was. It was Dafka. Esther Malka was taken by force, was the one that got Achashverosh to do what he's supposed to do. The Venahafechu, we had one Gilev Venahafechu at that point. It's the Seif of Mikrei Kodesh, of the Kisra Kodesh. Is this, anything that has to do with Seif has to have this Mahalach. Until that point, there is no Toiv that's Mushlam, because Ra always existed, and everything bad that happened. And we look at Toiv as winning over Ra, and so on. But the Gilui, that Gilui, that all of Ra itself was part of the game, and it all comes down to it, that's a Gilui at Shayach Tachas Hayomim, and it's called Yimei Purim. It's today, has a, in Halacha, it has it in Purim. We didn't say Tachnos, say Lanatzeach. It has all dinim. It's Yimei Purim. Both days are Purim. With Kriyas Megillah and Mitzvah Sayyim, I'm Yuchat, each the Arum, the process. But Al Koponim, there's Hashem, it's a taste. We're given a taste of Achris Hayomim, which even though we don't see it, we can't be Memale Schoik Pinu. But at least the idea that there's an Oz Yemale Schoik Pinu is something that's a scala these days.